independent voice for Houston sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I know it's your boy. Did he make a mistake with Carson Wentz?
I think he had to do something. Jacoby Brissett wasn't good enough. Phillip Rivers wasn't good enough, but I don't think Carson Wentz is good enough. I mean, you know, he's injured again, but he's also injury prone. This is not new for him. It goes back to high school. Carson Wentz has missed time at every level of football he's played. He's missed substantial time. And I get why Ballard did it. You kind of have to take that chance, especially with Frank Reich being your head coach. And Carson Wentz has had his moments where he's looked okay this year. But he has not looked like a guy who is in command of the offense. And yeah, I think another big problem they have is that Quentin Nelson has not been fully healthy all year long. He left on a cart yesterday. I just don't think that foot has made it back. So, yeah, I think their addition of Wentz, I get it. You had to do something. They weren't going to move up in the draft and do anything crazy. But I think the Colts are one of those teams still looking for a quarterback. Now, they can expect not to get their hands on Deshaun Watson. I can promise you that. No way the Texans would make a deal like that in division. But the Colts may be looking for a quarterback after the year's over, too.
Yeah, no way. Yeah. He goes there. No chance. No way do you send him to a division team. Holy crap, would that be awful, awful, awful. Man, I'll tell you what. I know we've already crowned Patrick Mahomes as the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah.
He hasn't looked good.
No.
He has not, and he's throwing balls up. The last 2 weeks, he's thrown balls up that have cost his team the game.
He's doing, you know what's funny is you and I have brought this up before. That catch by their Super Bowl win, it came on an unbelievable catch that was thrown up in the air, up for grabs Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill made an unbelievable catch on a ball that was thrown up for grabs. My biggest concern, you know, I made a comparison to him, and people give me so much crap about it. Because I compared him to Jay Cutler. Because at Texas Tech, Cutler had this incredible arm talent, but was an erratic decision maker and threw off platform for no reason at times. This has been this is one of the quaint things about Pat Mahomes that people love is his no look passes. And throwing off balance and arm slot. Yeah, and it's cool when it's working.
No, and he's great. He's great.
But he's getting careless with the football. Taking care of the football still matters. And you know what? Justin Herbert took care of the football yesterday. Justin Herbert, who everyone slandered when he came. You know, isn't it Herbert, Josh Allen, Danny Dimes? Understandable on that one. You're winning on that one. But some of the guys that are getting killed, give him a chance. Justin Herbert's turning into a really good rookie of the year, and he's got them playing really good football over there. Josh Allen is a really good quarterback. Like, you got to be careful about just crushing these guys right out of college. And Pat Mahomes right now, he has been a guy who has definitely benefited from Andy Reid and a great cast, but he's played great football. But his decision-making from time to time is a little bit suspect. He's tremendously talented, but they're sitting there at 1-2. They didn't close the game out against the Ravens. They lost the game. They should have won there.
Well, because he threw a bad, bad pick late in the game, and he did it again yesterday.
Yeah. It's twice that he has been a bad decision maker, and it's hurting his own team.
Yep.
And you look around the league right now, look at the standings right now.
No.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Denver, Oakland, Chargers, Chiefs. It's exactly upside down.
Now, the Raiders, you start looking at the Raiders, okay. The Raiders beat a Steeler team that's starting to look bad.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger did you see the play where he was throwing a pass and he just fell down? And I know I was waiting, like, who's going to meme this with my face? Who's going to put my face with a cowboy hat on Ben Roethlisberger falling down? He scrambled. He was moving right. Wasn't even pressure. He just went, whoa! And fell down and threw the ball. I got to find it for you. It's terrible but funny. But so the Raiders have beaten them. they've beaten a Miami team that didn't have, you know, they had to go to overtime for that one. But if you look at the standings right now around the NFL, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's 3-0 in Denver, but they played the Jets and the Giants. You want to talk about fun? It's always favorable to go play the Jets and the Giants. Those are things you like. Carolina, 3-0. Sam Darnold's revenge, you know. Tampa Bay's 2-1. Tampa Bay's the better team there, but Carolina's 3-0. Green Bay's not 2-1. After that atrocious game, the Bears are 1-2. The Vikings 1-2. The Lions 0-3. That's the only team that's, you know, right now, yeah, well, some of you overreacted to the New Orleans game. Get over it, because New Orleans defense is actually pretty good. And then you've got Arizona at 3-0 and the Rams at 3-0. I mean, who's the best team in football right now? I think it's the Rams.
I would agree with that. I would, if you had to power rank it right now, the Rams are the best team.
But there, I think there's some holes right now with Tampa's defense in the secondary. Now, they also lost a starting corner, Jamel Dean, yesterday, which hurt them. But
yeah,
it looks like, you know, it looked like the offensive line really struggled at times with the rush from the Rams. And that was a really intriguing game to watch, because I think everything that we've heard about Matt Stafford making the biggest difference, you know what it's like to have a guy who plays consistently at quarterback and doesn't do dumb stuff and doesn't have the really bad games? Like Matt Stafford with those weapons, even with Cam Akers out, Higbee, now all of a sudden Higbee's ignited. And Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp looks like the best wide receiver in the league right now. I mean, it's going to be a problem beating.
Aaron Donald can stretch you. I mean, they're good.
Jalen Ramsey's a great football player. Yeah. Like, wow, the Rams.
Their defense is, the Rams is swarming. They're good.
Look how quick it could change for you going from Goff to Stafford.
Yeah.
It's three games, but man, they look good over there.
And it looks like McVay is excited.
McVay, what about at the end of the half where they miss a field goal and he's going, rrr, rrr, he's hulking out on the field, and then he starts running past everyone, all looks like a Ben Stiller character from a movie in, you know, the early 2000s, and he's pushing security guards out of the way.
Who would be your second best team right now?
My second best team, if I had to power rank the best chances to win, I still think it's probably Tampa.
Tampa, and then?
I don't know. I mean, you want me to say Arizona, I think.
No.
You don't want me to say Arizona? Well,
I think even though
I'll say Buffalo. Buffalo's been,
yeah, even though they Buffalo's lost that
been kind of spotty. Like, they were kind of spotty against Washington, but I'd say Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo would be my three, and it wouldn't be anybody in the AFC. I wouldn't make it Cleveland.
Look how far the Chiefs have fallen.
Well, I don't know. Who do you think's better, the Chiefs? Even at 1-2, do you think the Chiefs? I think the Chiefs are better than Arizona. Gun to your head, who wins?
Are they better than the Chargers? They just lost at home to them.
I know they did, but, you know, the Chiefs are finding they got down 14-0.
I'm not sure
they're like,
defense
we'll hit the switch. It was 14-3 14-3. They thought they were going to hit the switch. Guess what? Your defense isn't good enough to just hit
switches.
I don't
think their defense is good enough.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough. It's just not. They've already given up 95 points.
Wow, 95.
And scored 92. They're on the minus side. They're minus -3. Everybody else in the division?
Do they have the worst points against right now in football? 95's got to be up there.
No. Minus, the Dolphins are minus 36. The Jets are minus 50.
No. Most points allowed. Detroit is allowed 95.
Oh, most points allowed.
Washington football team's allowed 92.
They're not good allowed for 94. That great defense they were supposed to be? No, it's no. Yeah. They're
tied for the worst with the Detroit Lions and 95 points allowed.
Wow. That's bad. No, they got to outscore people, and you know what? They're making mistakes.
Best point difference, worst point differential, Jets. -50. Best, it's got to be Lions, right? I mean, it's got to be teams who play the Jets.
Yeah.
Like Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, like
Denver.
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 Denver's +50.
Look at
50.
Denver's start to their season. Look who they've played.
Who was the other game? Was it Carolina? No, Carolina's 3-0. Who else did they play?
Denver has played.
Denver beat the Jets, the Giants.
And the Jets, the Jags, and the Giants.
Oh.
Yeah, if you go per game, Denver's number one, averaging 8.7 points a game that they're giving up. Carolina would be two at 10 points.
Jets, well, but look, Giants, Jags. Yeah. Did the Giants have a win?
No.
So their teams they've played are 0-9.
Because they played Denver.
Yeah, no. That's one way of looking at it. No. Of course, the other teams have games, too. You may remember that Jacksonville got slapped by the Texans.
You may remember that Jacksonville had a 109-yard field goal attempt return for a touchdown.
Boy, what a call by Cliffy. You know what would be good here for us to try a 65-yarder? That, Cliff, just throw it up into the end zone. Don't try the 65-yarder. Don't try it because it looks really bad. The Jaguars had a lead. We're watching a game at 7-6. They missed. By the way, I've never seen as many missed extra points in the NFL as I did yesterday. But Raiders had one that came back to haunt them, too. They could have come back to beat them. But it's 7-6. I turn. We're at Revelry. I turn and I'm watching these TV screens. I turn back. Can't be 2 minutes later. Like, halftime, 13-7. Like, wait, what? How's it 13? I literally just turned during a commercial. How is it 13-7? And I found out how it was. Fired on over 16.5 points for the Cardinals and Cardinals to win the game. Because you couldn't possibly think that Arizona, that they were going to sit tight.
He had to open it up.
Trevor Lawrence and that offense is going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 9-11 ESPN 97.
Could Davis Mills have the best year? I don't think Davis Mills can have a better year than Trevor Lawrence. So let me ask you. Mm-hmm. If Davis Mills plays like he did last game, it's not great. It's not bad. It's not great. It's just, they'll go back to.
Forget Trevor Lawrence.
They'll go back to
Tyrod,
right?
Than Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Much better. And Zach Wilson's getting to start again next year. Zach Wilson, they have to start
again
next year.
Let me tell you something. It's not over. I said earlier, you cannot just quit on your young quarterbacks. No. With that said, Zach Wilson had some of the most problematic 2019 tape that I had seen. Bad decisions, throwing the ball up for grabs against when he played worst teams in a COVID season in 2000. Those throwing it up for grabs, BYU guys were beating U of H corners. They were beating Troy corners. Now all of a sudden he's in the league and he's doing some of the same stuff I saw in 19 and 20. It is a disaster. Now that's a bad team around him, but Zach Wilson looks really bad. And if he's not mentally tough in New York, he's going to get buried. Like, his confidence level is going to be really rattled. And guess what? They're married to him for at least the next 3 years.
Fine.
You drafted him second in the league. You're married to him for 3 years minimum.
And his mom, the crack whore.
You put some context on that. You literally just called his mom a crack whore.
Well, that's what she said she was.
She said she looked like one because she slept in her makeup.
Okay. And I wake up looking like a crack whore.
I mean, yeah, that's the context.
I know she. Aren't they Mormon? She sounds like she chokes down a pack a day.
That doesn't sound like a Mormon mom.
Listen,
if I'm being honest.
Yeah, listen to her.
And I wake up looking like a crack whore.
I wake up looking like a crack.
You know
whore.
Where she sounds like she's from?
Norm McDonald.
Oh,
a female Norm McDonald. I wake up looking like a crack whore.
My son's throwing a lot of interceptions, and I'm waking up like a crack whore over here. Yes. Doing this to things and doing that and sucking on this and smoking a rock and then throwing interceptions at your crack car.
She sounds like she's from Ohio.
She does.
Is she originally from Ohio?
I don't know.
That sounds like an Ohio blonde.
She's Mormon. So
hold on,
what's
her name?
She's Amish, same thing.
No, she's not Amish. I don't even know if she's Mormon, to be honest with you. But he quarterbacked at BYU.
Well,
he probably
from Utah,
is.
You have to be Mormon.
Probably is.
Yeah,
Matt Thomas lived there. He wasn't Mormon. He also said... He said Salt Lake City was a beautiful place.
It's
he
beautiful.
Goes, the people were so friendly. But here's the deal. If you're not Mormon, once you're done at work, and it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., if you're not Mormon, you're not in the social circle. You're not in the club.
You're not in the
he
club.
Said, they don't do anything with you.
No. Nope.
He said, well, they're friendly shouldn't. And everything's great until right afterwards.
Maybe it was just Matt Thomas they didn't want to do stuff with.
Matt's a delightful man. Congratulations to my man Matt Thomas for being full-time play-by-play guy. Bill Worrell shut it down, and now Matt is the full-time play-by-play guy.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Yeah.
So congrats to Matt.
But I can see Mormon people not to be around him.
Well, I mean, he's a nice enough guy. Stop it. He listens sometimes, maybe.
It's 914 ESPN 97.5.
So I got to find out. Okay, so Zach Wilson's mom. Is that her name?
Yeah, Zach Wilson's mom.
Lisa.
It's Lisa?
Lisa Wilson.
Okay, I got to see if she has her own. I got to see where she's from.
Time to talk right now about my peeps over Champion Energy. Look, if you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, what? That's right, Champion Energy. What? Look, I think you need to go to champion.energy. Wentz.com/1560, and you will find out whether or not you are going to say, well, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to save money, period, exclamation point. Now, listen, all electricity is the same. It is. All electricity is the same. It's not like, ooh, I got better electricity than you, so I'm going to pay more. No, you're just paying more because you're not with Champion. That's just dumb. Yeah, all electricity is the same. Okay, goes through the walls. You turn on your lights. You know what? Every single time I try to turn on my lights, they turn on. You know why? Champion Energy. And it costs me less to do it because you know why? Champion Energy. All you got to do is stop with your electricity company and go with mine. Champion.energy/1560 is champion.energy/1560.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Gilbert is here, and he wants to talk about his Texans. The Texans didn't play, but Gilbert still wants to talk about them. What do you say, Gilbert?
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the Texans. I'm tired of the Astros.
You're tired of the Texans.
I got bad news to tell you.
What?
They're not going to no World Series this year. No, that's
for sure. Hold on a second. What do you mean they're not going to a World Series?
Why are you already giving up on them?
They lost three in a row. Oakland, they're gonna be hard to clinch the division anyway. You know.
What'd you say?
Yeah, the pitcher not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with the coach, with the manager of the Astros, you know.
Dusty Baker. Yeah.
What was the manager name? Dusty Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't get that together last night yesterday anyway.
Yeah. You sound congested.
You know?
Yeah.
You sound congested, Gilbert. Yeah. Are you sick
Texas,
right?
You know?
Are you sick right now?
I know. He wasn't done.
I'm sorry. Go on your rant. Go off, Gilbert. I'm sorry. It's my bad.
Yeah.
And also the Texan, you know.
Right.
I saw Colleen Wolf anyway, you know.
Yeah, we saw her.
You saw her? Yeah, she said
Colleen
she's all out.
In Houston yesterday.
Yeah, where's his picture?
Yeah, trying to go in there to see her. I can't get in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all.
She's fit, you know. Did you see her, Lance?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. He went out to dinner with her. Did you get that picture?
I didn't go out to dinner. I sent her Johnny Cakes. They went and ate at Nancy's Hustle. I sent her Johnny Cakes. But her and the table, Joe Thomas, I don't know who else was there with them, but, no, I did not get to see her, but, Gilbert, you sound really congested. Are you sick right now?
What?
Are you sick right now? Is that real? Was that a real one?
Real? No, he
yeah, it's
it.
Real.
Yeah, that's right.
Gilbert, were
I'm
you?
I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm okay, you know?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think we're tired of Houston team anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound sick?
Yeah, no, he's pissed off. That's what he is.
Are you real? Gilbert, you know the Astros.
Yeah, pissed off anyway, yeah.
Astros have actually lost four in a row, Gilbert. They've lost four in a row.
Yeah. They lost three to the
A's. They lost five in a row tomorrow anyway, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you see, they can't win.
Right.
What's wrong with Dusty Baker anyway, you know?
I know.
Yeah. He's got to get it together.
Anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And what about last Thursday night football, you know?
Right.
They should have called a timeout, you know.
They should have called a timeout.
Which one?
Well, about the play that the Mills got, you know, they should have been close game, you know.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did the Bills win yesterday or not?
The Bills?
Yeah, the Bills won.
Yeah, the Bills won.
What's their record anyway?
It's 2-1. Are they in your suicide pool?
Well, let me ask you something. We can Texans beat the Buffalo Bills?
Absolutely not.
Yes, the Texans are going to beat the Bills.
Gilbert,
Buffalo.
They have no
Gilbert,
shot.
Yes, bet on it.
They have no shot.
Gilbert, do you have a place to go? Do you bet mybookie.ag?
No, I don't bet.
Why aren't you betting?
I go like good church anyway, you know. Joel doesn't like that, you know.
Joel doesn't like that?
No.
Joel doesn't wait like a minute. That. There's nothing about betting in the Bible, Gilbert.
I don't bet, okay? I don't bet. You know, I get in trouble anyway now.
Well, I think you should start.
You know, I'm in trouble anyway.
You're in trouble now?
I'm dying panic, you know, and And I don't even want no more problems anyway, you know?
Yeah, yes, we don't want any more problems. Anyway,
he's diabetic. He doesn't need any more problems.
No. Let me tell you, the last thing a diabetic person should be doing is gambling on football. That just compounds it. Nothing.
What?
Just nothing.
Wait, which
those
did
are
you
real.
Play that?
Those are all real. Aaron's not pushing a button.
Okay, you didn't push that button. The what button? Okay.
But God, diabetic people should not be gambling on football. I
no,
agree with you.
If you're diabetic, do not bet on football games.
It does. I can see it does crazy stuff to blood sugar. Probably.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how that?
Would... Matt Thompson being an athlete for the Rockets.
Matt Thompson.
You gonna do that, Matt Thompson?
Yeah,
I saw Matt Thompson is going to be doing all the Rockets games.
You should call him.
Do you call Matt Thompson?
Do you call him?
Yeah, call you and bug the hell out of him, you know.
What'd you say?
What? Yeah, good day. Keep the legs flying. Bye-bye.
All right, okay, he was bye. Over. He was done. He's done. That's all.
Did he say he's going to bug the hell out of him? I think that's what he said.
I think they said he can't call him because they
banned him?
Yeah.
I just know this. You really are going to have to start being an interpreter for Gilbert for me again because I'm really struggling lately. He didn't sound good to me.
No,
Gilbert didn't sound good
like
there.
He was a little sick. Yeah.
Sound like he's under the weather. He said he's not sick. He's just sick of the Texans. He's sick of the Texans
sick.
And
he's
the Astros.
He's sick and tired of this Houston.
Sick and tired of these Houston
him
teams.
Down.
What he said. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm sick and tired of the Houston teams. That's what Gilbert just said. Then he said other stuff I couldn't understand. Then he said he couldn't gamble because he's diabetic. I don't want Gilbert gambling.
I kind of would like it.
Do you think he's going to pay the bookie?
If he had a bad beat calling in,
yeah.
You think
I'm not paying that anyway.
The rant you just got here.
Now I will admit, I would like to hear a bad beat rant from Gilbert. That would be something. His what's?
Ben says he's tired of Gilbert flip flopping on. Hey, if you don't know Gilbert, then apparently Gilbert flip flops on a game by game basis. Okay. Joel Osteen doesn't like betting or refugees. Yeah, no, that's not true. He opened it up. Didn't you see? He said unlock the key.
Yeah, when, he's open again.
When we had Ida coming or
yep,
something.
He's open again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mattress Mac tells you just come sleep on my furniture.
Yeah.
You just guys come sleep in. Hey, sleep anywhere you want. Like, okay. That's fine.
Mac, you won't be able to sell that. I don't care.
I like that Gilbert.
He doesn't care.
I like that Gilbert has already determined that Joel Osteen does not want him gambling. You don't know that for sure, Gilbert. If you tithe to the church, you know, there's stuff in the Bible that make you think Joel Osteen maybe shouldn't have a $40 million home, and yet there he is.
So, if you win Gilbert and then you can give more to Joel Osteen, I think Joel will be like, whatevs. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it was ill-gotten, but who can. It's not ill-gotten. There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't gamble. Actually, that is the truth. Our pastor, West, says there's nothing in the Bible about it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Put a little something down. You could put a little something down. That's what, Gilbert. You were present at Button this that whole time.
No, now I am. No. But earlier I was not.
What? I still don't know every time he says what, whether or not it's live or Memorex. I don't know. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Larry and Stafford wants to get in. How about Gilbert followed by Larry and Stafford?
I like it.
What's going on, Larry? And
y'all know what's going down, man. It's the Monday after Sunday, man. So look here. Hey, LZ, let me ask you something. Why do you think Daniel House isn't unassing that number 4 jersey for my dog, Jalen Green?
I don't know. He's not exactly like the guy that can just call his own shots right now. So, yeah, I don't know. You said why isn't he giving it up?
Yeah, why isn't he giving it up?
I don't have any idea. Like, what has Daniel House done to... If I were Daniel House, I'd be doing everything I could to stay on this team. Like, don't make the new superstar young guy upset.
Exactly. It don't make sense to me, especially... And I get Daniel House is from the 8th and all that other stuff. But Jalen Green is going to be the dog, and you should be trying to do everything like P.J. Tucker, his shit's wagging to James Harden. That's what Daniel House should be trying to do with getting the dude his number that he won't. Man, I don't understand it, but it'll be okay when they ship his ass to Minnesota when we go get Carl Anthony Towns anyway. So I'm good with it. But I just wanted to ask that, hey, real quick on the Astros, that little blip over in Oakland the other day, man, that was – you know, that it kind of sucked a little bit, but LZ, you know how I feel about what Siri was doing, man. And then he ran through that stop sign yesterday, and I was like, uh-huh. Your ass gonna get caught when you do dumb stuff, man. So there it is. You got to respect the game, or it will come back and snatch your ass, man. So that we'll be fine. We'll get one or two here at the house and go and wrap this thing up. And I still think the Astros pitching is gonna be fine, man. They just definitely just trying to get them to the postseason where it's gonna all matter.
But hold on, Larry. I want you to explain this before you holler and jump out. This is, I told you, John. I brought this up. Larry and I were talking about this with several people. Larry caught a lot of hell about this. His whole thing with Siri was, look, it's okay to show out and do all that. He just thought Siri crossed the line with one of his home runs. You remember the, yeah. I can't remember who they played. Larry's the guy who played college basketball, okay? And I made this point. If you step over, like, there's some things that if you do this on the basketball court, it's not acceptable. I don't know why people are acting like that doesn't exist in basketball. We wouldn't let certain things pass, but all of a sudden, you can't call somebody out for saying, "Okay, that's a little bit too much." Is there any such thing, in your opinion, as too much in baseball? And granted, we're not the younger generation who they don't care if anything can go.
Well, listen, if Jose Siri Cadillac'd it, flipped the bat, stood at the plate, and then the next time he gets up, he gets one in the ear hole. Oh well, then you know what? Then he deserved it. If they feel like he was showing them up, it's baseball, man. You make seven outs every. You're great if you make seven outs every 10 at bats. If they felt like that, you police the game. Oh well. So then he catches one. He catches one in the middle of the back. That's fine. That's just the game. But oh well. If he wants to do it and he wants to take that chance, then take that chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I have no problem with it.
Look, I'm all about being a showman. I get it, man, and I can appreciate that. You know, it's a bomb that he hit and everything else. But there is a line, man, that if you cross it, your ass got to suffer some consequences. And when we was playing ball, and if you get dunked on and dude hang on the rim, or you know he fall down on top of you or something like that, my whole objective is I got to come back and get you, man, because you ain't finna just do me like that. And that's all I was saying. I like the young kid. I like his aggressiveness. But I think that as a team that's trying to go to the World Series, I think that sometimes you got to be able to rein some of these youngsters in, man, because if you let them do all the cash money flying up in the air, making it rain, and then holding the bat while they get to second base and all that kind of stuff, people don't like being disrespected like that. Last thing before I let y'all go, them Texans, man, Buffalo finna put a foot in their ass, man, because what I saw Josh Allen do yesterday, man, is he looked like he's back on track, man, and it scares me that I got to sit and watch Mills go up there against that defense at Buffalo. I just don't get what the Texans are doing, and y'all know how I feel about D-Watt, man. I ain't paying nobody $10 million to sit their ass at home and watch teams play. Now, you got to be out there because I'm paying you to be out there, and I get why they're trying to do it. But if they go ahead and make this move, man, before the draft next year, they're going to be setting themselves back, man, and I'll holler.
Appreciate it, Larry.
It was Larry. Larry and Stafford. Always a good call.
I tend to agree with a lot of what Larry said on that. And I do think there are some lines that you still can cross in baseball. If you're a rookie, you probably have to.
Then guess what? You're still opening yourself up for it. That's all.
Well, but nothing can happen. Like, no one hits Siri, but you do have to. I think you do have to be careful. If you haven't established yourself, I do think there are some veterans in the league who might take exception.
Well, that's fine. Then you know what?
If he gets hit, he gets hit by a pitch. Like, and I think that's kind of what you're saying is, hey, whatever happens, happens. That's kind of what I'm saying. Don't get upset if somebody responds to it.
No.
But I don't mind guys celebrating home runs. I really don't. I just wonder, is there a line that you can cross where you are showing up? Because in basketball, if you show somebody up too bad, there's certain things that you do that it's going to turn, and in the NBA too, they're not going to put up with it. So it shouldn't be expected in other sports. In football, if you keep showing a guy up, well, you spin a football and it's 15 yards now.
Yeah.
Although I noticed no 15 yarders for spun footballs. Now they weren't looking at the guy or at their bench, but I think the NFL heard the crap that they were taking last week. And I think they,
were there any controversial calls this week?
I didn't see any.
I saw a controversial roughing the quarterback though. Holy crap.
Which one?
When we come back.
I didn't think Jair Alexander, whoever
no,
it was.
No, that was it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was roughing.
That was not. That wasn't.
And I didn't think
he
that
didn't
was
hit him in the head.
By the way, I didn't think that was an interference penalty on Stokes when San Francisco. That San Francisco Green Bay game was a bunch of pass interference penalties.
Oh my God. LaFleur was beside himself, and I couldn't blame him. They got like three bad calls in a row.
Oh, my God. And Davante Adams. Yes. Right, when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Unbelievable.
He got his face splattered wide open and then made two huge catches.
Yes. Yeah. All right. When we come back. But first, let's talk a little bit about Allstate.
Allstate Siding and Windows.com. That's the website, and it's a company who I love telling you about, because here's the thing with Allstate Siding and Windows. They have been family, and this is why family-owned is a big deal to me. When you are family-owned and operated, it's really a big deal because it means that much more to you. Your name, your family's history in the company is going to mean so much more. It's very, very important to you. And so I think that's one of the reasons why you get the service and the prices and the workmanship and the craftsmanship when it comes to cutting your windows to specifically fit the window frame despite the movement in the in the foundation. What they do is really great work. They get it done with a clean job site, like the siding job I had on my house. They keep it very, very clean. They get it done in a very, in very quick fashion. The windows that they put together are super strong. They can withstand hurricane strength wind. They make your house quieter, and they also lower your energy bills. They help make it more energy efficient. Make sure that you check out my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows.com. 25% off for windows and $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Allstate Siding and Windows.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
It's just one of those.
You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is our final segment before News of the Weird right here on ESPN. We got some weird news coming your way. Weird, wild, and wacky.
Can we talk about that San Francisco game now? The hit that... Okay, so can't remember their name, the guy who's the former referee... The former referee who's now the Channel 2, because every Gene Steditor, and you've got obviously Mike Pereira, and then you've got Dean Blandino, and then there's a guy that Channel 2 has, or that NBC has, and I can't remember his name, but he did
Terry
a great
McCauley?
Job. What's his name?
Is it Terry McCauley?
Yeah, that's it, Terry McCauley. He did a great job yesterday where he said, okay, the reason, for those who didn't see it, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers threw a pass. It was actually a pretty good pass, but it was into pretty tight
coverage.
There
were three guys there.
And there was a safety. Jimmy Ward was closing in. And it's over the middle of the field. He jumps to catch it. He's got it in his hands. He starts to come down. And Jimmy Ward literally drops his helmet and hits him right in the face, helmet to helmet. And it was, you could see it. Now, the angle was such that you saw how jarring it was. I kept going back. You could tell it was helmet to helmet, but it wasn't the cleanest shot. But no flag came. But you knew it was helmet to helmet. And no flag came. Well, Terry McCauley, they showed the replay, and he said, the NFL has instructed their officials to let plays go past them and call them like that. Don't try to stay on top, like... Don't try to be deeper than the deepest if you're the umpire. If you're the umpire and the ball's up, stay where you are and track the play with your eyes there. He called it the mechanics. These are the mechanics of the officiating. And so he said now the NFL changed it this year, and he said he thinks NFL officiating, their mechanics screwed that one up, because if the official would have been where they usually are, they would have seen that was a clear helmet to helmet. He got hit so hard, they got a close-up. His mouthpiece is sitting there just laying there in his face shield, and he is, you can see the eyes open up, and he is just completely dazed. All I could think of was, okay, concussion, he's done now, and he's maybe done in, for a game or two. Like, this is going to be really serious. He's laying on the ground for a long time. They go to a break. He ends up getting up. He goes to the tent, to the observation tent. I couldn't believe, like, three plays later, he's running on the field. He makes Aaron Rodgers had 37 or 9 seconds. Was it 37?
32.
The Giants scored a little too fast. It was a little too fast. Their fullback caught a pass, or their tight end slash fullback caught a pass and broke two tackles, got into the end zone with 37 seconds to go. They kicked off to Aaron Rodgers. He throws a deep middle shot to Davante Adams, who catches that. Another shot into the, into what, 48-yard field goal range? No, 52, wasn't it? Was that the game-winning field goal, 52?
55, 50, whatever.
I think it was 52 for Mason Crosby. Two catches for Davante Adams after he got his face knocked off.
Yep.
I
thought he was done.
I thought he was done.
Did you see he was going into the tent while one of the big linemen was coming out?
As he's going in, there's a guy coming out like, your turn, 95's coming. I thought the same thing, like, 95's beat the hell, too, I guess. Either that or he's peeing in a bottle over there.
Next series, Adams was out there. It was unbelievable.
Next series.
Yeah.
You want to talk about tough, and I'm just thinking, his brain had to have been splattered on that shot.
Tougher.
He was knocked out.
Him or Davis Mills?
Well, I've been told Davis Mills is the toughest person on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Hassan Reddick said it.
Yep.
Titus Howard said it. The toughest person on the planet is one.
He got his
Davis
ass.
Mills.
He got lit up, and he just got up.
No, didn't
he's even, tough. Without a phase.
But Davante Adams, what he went through to get up and make those two catches to help win the game, and Aaron Rodgers, 37 seconds, and you knew like, ugh. It used to be, he's got 2 minutes. They left Tom Brady too much time, 2 minutes. Aaron Rodgers it's like, I just need 37 seconds. Defenses are so porous late in games. Like the Lions, they lost with less than 19 seconds to go. Lamar Jackson went far enough that Justin Tucker could have hit a 66-yarder.
Yeah. And then the first week, too, I mean, it was just ridiculous. There was another one that was a 3rd and 19 that he converted late in the game or in the early games. And it was just like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that this is. Oh, it was Miami. Miami converted. You have that long one to Gesicki and gave them a chance to tie the game. I'll tell you this. I thought I was impressed with Brissett in the second half and in the fourth quarter, especially. I think if you want to know the truth, I think they're better off with him. If you want to know the truth, I think they need Deshaun Watson bad. I do. I really, really do. So go get him. Come up and get him with some big draft picks. I can't believe this. Clemson is still ranked in the top 25. They're 25th.
No.
Yeah. And well, in the coaches' poll, they're 19th.
They're 1-2?
They're 2-2.
2-2?
They shouldn't be there. Alabama, Georgia, Oregan, Penn State. I agree with all four of those.
They'll eventually.
I agree with all four of those.
They'll eventually.
Iowa's next. Oklahoma, Cincinnati, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Florida. It's not a bad list. Not a bad list.
I don't know who
Oklahoma is going to weather this, and they'll get through the Big 12. Although, I don't know. You know what? He keeps playing like this.
I think Texas can beat them.
Texas can beat them, too, yeah.
Where,
I think
look
Oklahoma
at their
State could.
Their offense is not potent.
No. No. No, it's bad.
Although West Virginia is a little saltier defensively. Like, who did that? West Virginia had somebody else.
3-3 that they play, though. It's like, I can't believe. And you can't,
been doing
you
that
can't run on them. You can't. It's unbelievable. And then Ohio State and Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is my secret team. I think Ole Miss is my long shot team to play. Not only in the. I think Ole Miss has a shot of beating Alabama. I think their offense is just. Very, very strong.
If they do it, you're going to be savant.
Well, 50 to win 2,500.
And then Michigan, you can't believe in them. They beat Rutgers 20-13.
Here it is. West Virginia beat Virginia Tech, who was a favorite. They lost to Maryland. They screwed that one up. But, man, West Virginia, hey, it's just Oklahoma. It couldn't happen to a better kid than Spencer Rattler. What a
nice kid.
What a nice kid he was on QB1.
You know what? We
got to
play that tomorrow. We'll play that for you.
We'll hear from Rory McIlroy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, I guess Rory had some issues.
Whoa.
He was upset about
No, he wasn't upset. He just was so emotional about the whole Ryder Cup thing.
Were you emotional? When you get blown out, you get emotional. Detroit Lions.
When you hear it, you're going to hear he loves his teammates.
But I could see the Lions being emotional after that. That's like saying that, you know, Chicago was emotional. No, you saw that coming the whole, like, this is...
The Jets were emotional after that loss.
How?
It was 28 to nothing.
They were blown out after the first quarter.
Right.
You felt like it's like it's 7-0, but it feels like a blowout.
But you get emotional because you love your teammates.
Right.
That's right. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, this is weird if you don't give up your car for a kid.
Yeah, it is very weird. Carsforkids.org, company that's been doing so much for kids. They work with Houston Can Academy, helping kids have a second chance at a at an education. Kids who haven't done well in school and traditional learning, or maybe they got other things that impact their lives, making it harder for them. And they just want to make it easier for kids to have a second chance at a diploma. That's what Cars for Kids does. And my friends over at or Houston Can Academy, rather, Cars for Kids, they said, yeah, we're on board. Let's partner up and let's do this. And that's what Cars for Kids does. They'll come out and get your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or not running. A lot of them aren't running at all. They'll come and haul it off. They'll give you the tax write-off, so you get a write-off the car and not the kid, and you're helping to fund a program that's doing some great things. Carsforkids.org for more information or to set up them to, you know, come out there and get your car, and you get the tax write-off, right off the car, not the kid. Carsforkids.org.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Have you ever, Lance, have you ever waited to get your order at a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, like Whataburger makes you pull around to the front.
Have you ever pulled out a gun and ordered the people behind the counter at Chipotle to give me my food?
No, but it's on the table now in Texas. I can if I want
to. Right. And I think this could happen.
I'm not going to. Aaron, I'm not going to.
Well,
but I mean,
what part of the law? I think I read some of that. I guess I'm skimmed that part where the law said you can pull out your gun when somebody makes you wait for your food.
You can't use it, but you can pull it. Like, you can pull it. I don't think you can use it.
Where are we using it? You can't pull it.
It doesn't matter. You don't pull out a gun on Chipotle employees wherever you go. I don't care what state you're in.
What about Chick-fil-A?
Do you know
Chick-fil-A's fast, though. I don't have to wait at Chick-fil-A.
Devereaux Canick is?
No.
He's R. Kelly's lawyer. He compared R. Kelly to Martin Luther King. Do you think that's a bit of a stretch?
So R. Kelly's manager, lawyer?
His lawyer.
His lawyer compared R. Kelly to MLK.
Yeah, in his closing arguments to the jury, he compared R. Kelly to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, the words on... I'd be interested in how he worded that.
Well, he said...
I'm really curious about what his argument was, how he tied that together.
Yeah.
Do you remember the part where he was doing stuff with underage girls, like peeing on them? Okay, not that part. Not the other part with underage girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that part, but the other part. That.
I don't know. It doesn't say in here how he possibly tied the two together.
Yeah,
but it seems like a reach to me.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It did.
Seems like a... Apparently, Pennsylvania School District reversed its ban. They had a ban on books by authors of color. Okay. Pennsylvania might want to get a little bit more progressive. I don't know. Was this, I don't want to say what, a Southern Pennsylvania school board decided that it was a good idea to ban books by authors of color.
Not ban coloring books.
Yeah. No. Not
authors
coloring
of color.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure the wording's right on that. There's a big difference. How's that going for
them?
Well,
because they were, it said the Central York School Board unanimously approved the reinstatement of a list of anti-racism books because they were anti-racism. So they thought, like, we should ban those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently
it didn't last.
I'm just here for the fantasy football.
The students weren't. A Ghana player who stopped match fixing. Apparently, they have a problem in Ghana with match fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, he's been charged with match fixing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always the guy.
It's yep.
I did not use performance enhancing substances. Who was that who once said that?
Yeah, Rafael.
What did he get busted for?
Performance enhancers.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Rare Pokemon Oreos are selling on eBay. How much do you think they're getting for?
Probably like $40,000, because that's our society.
Well, no, $15,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Less than I would have expected.
Pokemon Oreos from, no, I'm sorry. $50,000 to $10,000 to $100,000.
Mm.
Okay. Some listings promise a mint condition cookie. Right?
I want all of my cookies to be mint condition.
Would you buy a cookie for $50,000?
I'm more of a chocolate chip guy.
Are these cookies you eat?
No, you got to save them. You got to. Yeah.
A mint condition cookie?
Yeah.
Unless somebody steps on your cookies,
yeah.
Don't you expect all your cookies to be mint condition?
Yeah. Well, no. You could get some crack cookies in a pack. But these Pokemon ones, if they're mint condition, you can get $50,000 to $100,000
for them. Can't I just invent stupid stuff like this and make money and retire?
Speaking of stupid stuff invented, have you ever gone to an Airbnb in New York?
Yeah, we did.
You did?
You and Raheel did.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
Well, they're not right now. Apparently, police have seized vans that are being used as illegal Airbnbs in New York City.
People are sleeping in vans?
Vans. No, people are actually renting them out, and people are renting them, yes, as Airbnbs.
I'm just...
Apparently.
But, you know, this segment, it's funny, but also so sad. People are renting out Airbnbs. They're paying $50,000 for cookies. What is happening?
Have you ever heard of Mr. Gox?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to know who this is.
Well, he's a hamster.
Okay.
Do you think you should follow his advice to buy crypto?
I'm going to guess yes.
He's beating human investors. Mr. Gox is the crypto trading hamster.
Tell me more about Mr. Gox. Who is he on right now?
He's dabbling in cryptocurrency, hoping to strike it rich.
Who's he on right now?
With his lifetime career performance,
is he on Quant?
About 20%.
Is he on Quant?
He's beating many professional traders and funds. Yeah. Would you eat at a place? Would you eat at M&M's Italian restaurant?
M&M the rapper?
Yeah.
Or M&M the candy?
No, the rapper.
I mean, it's probably.
What do you think he should name it?
It's probably as good as James Harden's.
What do you think he should name it?
I don't know. What should he name it?
Mom Spaghetti.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good. A, he hates his mom, but B, it comes from Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Mom Spaghetti.
Mom
that's
Spaghetti.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
it's
pretty
all
good.
Over his shirt.
Yep.
You lose yourself. That's right. All right. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I would imagine he's got good things to say about our Astros from this weekend.
Oh, great things.
Well,
I'm trying to talk about my burgeoning NFT collection, talking about the decline.
You
brains. I don't understand it on any level.
No.
I've had it explained to me, and I still don't. I say, but yeah, but what gives it value?
Right.
The price people pay give it value.
I'm like, if you pay for it, then guess what?
But it's just...
Can't we just all go to YouTube?
Right. Yeah, and just look at it.
NFT highlights in basketball are the craziest ones to me.
I own this highlight. $400,000 for a LeBron dunk from 2006. Okay.
Yeah. So what do you do with that now? It's mine.
Shall we move right off the Astros?
That's it. Nicely done. Charlie's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everyone. As if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left. Honey's on my right. We bring them both together. We got you in all night. ESPN 97.5.